to give them up until now. These are things that are obvious during this pandemic that I think Canadians expect the government to respond to. So, like I said, we will be there every step of the way to do whatever is necessary to support Canadians through this pandemic, and we will continue to work with Canadians.
Parents need your help. You're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel The Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont-Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. Like I said, this is Hotel The Blues, where I, your host, Vishal Ramakrishnan, play you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get things started off with this evening's program, we're going to go up to Chicago, but this track doesn't really have that much to do with Chicago. This track is about another state in the United States. This is Elmore James's track, Hawaiian Boogie. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, don't worry, you haven't missed much. This is Hotel The Blues here on 90.3 CKUT, where your host, myself, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, plays you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. That last track you just heard was Elmore James's number, Hawaiian Boogie. You know, with the last week's program being very heavy on the talking and the explanations and a lot more interview content, I think this week's program warrants for a more, you know, laid-back session of Hotel The Blues, where we just, you know, chill out and boogie and play the blues all night long, and their affiliates, of course. So in keeping with that line, I'm gonna, as they say in rock and roll, that is, let's talk more rock. So just this next artist doesn't need that much introduction anyway. This is JB Hutto, a big follower of Elmore James, and actually the guy who inherited Hound Dog Taylor's band, the House Rockers, to form the New Hawks. So this is another king of slide guitar. This is JB Hutto and his track, Please Help. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. baby, right here by my side. Somebody tell me I'm a lonely man to be. Oh, somebody tell my baby I'm a lonely man to be. I need that girl, Lord, to set my heart free. I need help.
You keep coming around my door, don't be a skid.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:15 p.m. You've been listening so far to Hotel the Blues. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was an Alexis Corner number, I Want to Put a Tiger in Your Tank, of course. A cover of the Muddy Waters hit. For those of you who don't know, Alexis Corner was a big blues musician in London, England during the 60s and was a central part of the London blues scene. In fact, many famous musicians who would come out of London during that time actually passed through his ranks through his band, Blues Incorporated. For example, Charlie Watts and Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones and Jack Bruce as well. After that, Alex's Corner number, we heard from a personal favorite of mine, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, and his latest release, which was just released this year, that was $5. To carry on with the blues hits, associates, and affiliates, we're going to jump to a guitar player who has a very unique style of playing. She doesn't play it typically as left-hand players do with their strings adjusted and whatnot. She plays her right-handed guitar left-handed upside down. This is Elizabeth Cotton playing her instrumental number, Vestibule. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. story I want to tell you. Now there's some don't like these record playing. There's some who say this thing all's just a ruse. Who sneer when they hear them jungle strains, claim it ain't no way to sing the blues. My journey and course come to grief, wrecked on these shores of disbelief. This jungle man, they say, he ain't the guy, but they'll never understand a man such as I. There's a sour bunch of bigger plums. Anybody knows they got no fun. And all that jibber-jab ain't nothing at all. You want to go, get on the floor. Let 'em get on. Poison pen. It's time to jump. You hear that old string bass skin to thump. Those primal drums, this loud guitar, it heralding this sound, they hold in fire. No second guess me doing my thing. Don't underestimate, I'm the king. And when I begin uprising, Lord Almighty, they're going to be a rocking good time. Oh, that's how I like it. We gonna have a party and do it all night. And then all bald head people around the door.
Welcome back. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set are kind of inspired by the weird nature I found these tracks in the first place, but not so weird to many of you. For starters, the second last track you just heard was Just Your Style, a number by Bonnie Montgomery, followed with an accompaniment with Rosie Flores. Now, it's kind of funny how I found this track, right? So I play guitar, right? So when I practice a lot, I always play along with, like, old blues tracks, right? So it kind of feels like, you know, I can imagine in my brain that I'm playing with these bands back in their heyday and whatnot. So I was just on Spotify or whatever, right? Like, looking up Little Walter's number, Just Your Fool, right? Right? And then I found this track on the search bar. So I was like, there's a cool person on the album cover with the cowboy hat. So that's usually a good sign, right? Most of the time, right? So I clicked that, and then lo and behold, I found this track and thought, I gotta play it for you guys. The number after that was a C.W. Stone King number called Get on the Floor. Now, this one is not that weird how I found it, but it's still kind of a cool story nevertheless. For those of you who don't know, CKUT also has other stations just like all across Canada. One of those is CIUT, which is, I guess you could say, is the Toronto equivalent. It's a community radio station partly run by some of the students at the University of Toronto, but also, much like CKUT, majoritively run by the community. And it follows a similar kind of practices of community radio. And that's why you get to hear such really cool sounds on it. That's the station I was listening to that day. I reckon it was a couple of days ago in the car. It's 89.5, if I believe. So I was just listening to it the other day, and then I heard this number on it. And I first thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like a Gory Carter number, like some kind of like really like pre-war or like just after World War II kind of like blues or like jump blues kind of number. But it turns out it's a new guy. He's been around for, he's a recent artist. That's C.W. Stone King. So I wasn't around to catch the name of the show. But if you guys are ever in town, CIUT, don't forget, in Toronto, sorry, that is, don't forget to support your other local community radio stations all around. That's how you get the diverse sounds of the community in which you're traveling in. So do tune into those guys whenever you're in the neighborhood. I believe that's 89.5 FM in Toronto. So that's how I got a word on this song, Get on the Floor by C.W. Stone King. Enough of the stories. Like I said, I'm sorry I've diverted already from my promise at the beginning of the show to have less talk and more rock. So I'm gonna cut the crap right now and get back to it, and hopefully I can redeem myself this way. So we're going to get started off with a blues classic. This is Decal Blues by Lead Belly. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I done told the people that I ain't gonna drink no more, 'cause I can't be welcome nowhere I go. I gotta stop drinking. Just to drive them old blues away. All the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Papa may be crazy, but he ain't nobody fool. If I stand your dog and I kick like a Georgia mule and keep on the drinking. Just to drive them old blues away. Oh, the sun gonna shine my back door someday. Well, some folks told me that the worried blues ain't bad. Every time I think about the good times once I've had, I had to stop drinking. Just as right on the blues away. All the sun gonna shine my back door someday. Papa may be crazy, but ain't nobody fool. If I turn your dog and go to bucking like a Georgian mule and keep on drinking. Just as right on the blues away. All the sun gonna shine my back door someday. Why can't we get it? Everything I do is wrong. Tell me what's the reason, honey, I'm not pleasing you. If I kiss you, you'll get back. If I don't, you will feel bad. Tell me what the reason I'm not pleasing you. You can go your way, I can go my way. I'm gonna do. I didn't give you a nickel I had for you right now, honey. You know I ain't got no more. I have tried and then I've tried, and still you ain't satisfied. Tell me what the reason I'm not pleasing you. Pick it up now. Thank you.
why can't we get along?
Lost a good woman, and I grieve both night and day. I lost a good woman, and I grieve both night and day. I've had a blues about my baby ever since she's been gone away. Must have been riding windrow and taking my baby away. Lucky and win her back again someday. All right, Ed, I want to be quick a while now. Again, someone sure about to lose their life. Keeps on cloudy, don't seem like the sun gonna shine no more. Keeps on cloudy, don't seem like the sun gonna shine no more. From door to door.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:40 p.m. You've been listening so far to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was a Floyd Jones number titled Rising Wind. Fun fact, did you know that Floyd Jones received his first guitar actually from Howlin' Wolf? Followed by that was a number that's very dear and special to me. I call it dear and special because it's the kind of the track and the artist that kind of opened the gates, shall we say, to Western music for me. That kind of got me wanting to play a piano, or wanting to even listen to Western music. Because up to that point, I was just listening to mostly Tamil pop music. That was Oscar Peterson's Sea Jam Blues. Coming up next, this next set is dedicated to the sidemen of the blues, you know. We always remember Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, but sometimes we forget the bands that backed them and the musicians that gave them that oomph to really put them over the top. Often than not, some of these musicians you already know, for example, James Cotton was a member of the Muddy Waters band. There's plenty of other examples. A Little Walter, for example, Muddy Waters' band. Hubert Sumlin. These are key names, and names who have actually sometimes even come to rival their original bands, who have made these great blues records and some of the biggest staples of the blues without being on the title of that album. So in this next set, we're going to pay homage to some of the lesser-known sidemen, sometimes the ones that you don't know, for example, not the James Cottons, not the Little Walters, not the Otis Spans. There we go, that's the Otis I was thinking of, not the Otis Spans. To get that started off, we're going to go to a guy who actually our station's music coordinator introduced me to, and actually when we were having a funny discussion about, I remember this discussion, because I was playing a Hound Dog Taylor record on the station while we were doing some SoCan stuff, and we were just talking, he's like, oh, is that the House Rockers? I'm like, yeah, you know with Hound Dog Taylor? He's like, no, you know with Brewer Phillips, and I'm like, who the heck is Brewer Phillips? And he's like, oh, that's the guy who's laying down that rhythm track all along the Hound Dog Taylor's records, you know, because the House Rockers, Hound Dog Taylor's band, did not have a bass player. You only had Hound Dog Taylor, Brewer Phillips, and the drummer. And it was up to Brewer Phillips with his fuzzy guitar and often crazy wild licks in between as well to keep the bass, keep the rhythm, and keep the song moving along while Hound Dog does his crazy stuff on top. So to pay homage to him, we're gonna start off this Sidemen of the Blues set with him. This is Brewer Phillips' track, My Baby Don't Love Me No More. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
No more. Oh, no, baby, don't love. baby don't love me no more. She threw my clothes out the window, down the road I go.
But making a pattern on the floor, it's a blues type, but it ain't a blues.
It kind of came before the blues.
Uh-huh. Because now the first blues I had picked was a blues my brother used to pick in E. I'm going down to the river to jump and drown. I thought about the woman I love and I turn around.
Want to sing that for us?
Well, I'm going to sing this pattern on the floor.
Now, when did you hear that? When did you hear that first? When did you play it first?
What, the pattern on the floor?
Yeah.
When I first started picking guitars, about the first and second thing, one I liked.
How old were you then?
About 4 years old.
You were playing guitar at 4 years old?
I started playing out with my brothers when I was seven. Out to Cooper's Wells and all over the place.
Well, how could you hold a guitar when you were 3 years old?
I held it.
Show us how you did it and play it, pound it on the floor.
I'd put it on the floor down there, sit on the floor and let this part hold down there, and I'd sit here and pick. I couldn't sit up on a chair and pick it. Till I learned how to put a string line. See, in them days, they didn't have no cables or nothing for a guitar, no cases. You had to carry them on with a string around your neck. Now, here go that pattern on the floor. Down a pallet on your floor. Just make me down a pallet on your floor. Just make me down a pallet on your floor. Or make it so your man will never know. Don't never drive a strange man from your door. Don't never drive a strange man from your door. Don't ever drive a stranger from your door. He may be your best friend, you don't know. Just take one pillow off your feather bed. Just take one pillow off your feather bed. Just take one pillow off your feather bed. And put it on your loving daddy's head. He's a country man and he just done moved to town. He's a country man and he just done moved to town. He's a country man, he just done moved to town. He done sold his cotton, now he is walking round. Just make him down a pallet on your floor. Just make him down a pallet on your floor. Just make him down a pallet on your floor. And send him back to the field so he can raise some more. Oh yeah, baby, just make me down a pallet on your floor.
Welcome back to Time Roundabout Now on your dial as we reach halfway to the program that is 9:54 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. In that last set, which is kind of geared toward and dedicated for the Sidemen, the unmentioned Sidemen in particular of the blues, we just had Brown Mama Blues by Ishmon Bracey. Now, Ishmon Bracey was a blues artist who worked in great detail and in great proximity with Tommy Johnson, the one who wrote Candide Blues, who I think we listened to, I don't know if it was last program or two programs ago. We heard some of his stuff a while ago. So Ishmon Bracey used to be his accompany guitarist and was on a lot of his recordings. Now, funny story about him is that he actually renounced the blues later on down on his life, giving it up for its giving up its so-called devilish ways and pursuing a career later on locally with gospel music. After that, we heard a number and kind of interview with Sam Chatman. That was taken from the 1978 Alex Lomax archives, stuff we played, actually, as a matter of fact, which we drew from last week. Now, for those of you maybe wondering, who the heck is Sam Chatman? Now, Sam Chatman is actually a musician who was part of the trio that became famously known as the Mississippi Shakes. That is correct. He is indeed the brother of Bo Carter. And that was just him playing a pre-blues number, which is really cool, I think, called Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. And him talking about his experiences picking up a guitar and playing, well, not really picking it up, playing a guitar on the floor when he was 3 years old. And one of the first songs he learned. To carry on with the blues hits and associates and affiliates, we're going to jump to some more newer kind of blues influence, or if you want to, I think it sounds like blues to me, a blues number by the Bones of J.R. Jones. This is their track, Hammer and Nails. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Fruit will bleed and hold your tongue. Bury the